All about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, once again welcome you in our program All About Paradise. Inshallah, today's topic is also very fascinating and interesting. We'll be talking about gates of paradise, inshallah. Doors of Jannah. So be with us from start to end. Immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning today in this program All About Paradise. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that whenever we get an opportunity to perform any good deed or do any permissible task, we should not forget to make good intentions. I'm presenting this program with an intention that I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll share knowledge of Deen Islam for the benefit of Ummah. You can make this intention that you will watch from start till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and inshaAllah azza wa jal, try to pass this knowledge to others too. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today, as I earlier said in introduction, we'll be talking about gates of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has talked about, mentioned about the gates of Jannah in the Holy Quran. Let's now first listen those best ayahs of Quran in which these doors are mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Holy Quran verse 73, Surah 39. Let's listen the recitation first.
وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And the conveyances of those who feared their Lord will be led towards paradise in groups until when they will reach it, its gates will be opened and its guard will say to them, Salam to you, you have done well, therefore enter paradise to abide forever. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Ameen. Ulama Kiram, they mention a beautiful point there that when somebody is coming, you're expecting any guest, right? What you do? You want to welcome and you try to leave the door open for them. And if you want to be more welcoming for your guests, what do? You ask your kids to stand and hold the door open for them so that it is convenient for them to enter and they feel welcoming. Allahu Ani, Subhanallah. And for the believers, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, doors of Jannah will be opened, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, and they will feel welcoming when they will enter into Jannah through those gates, through those doors. Especially when someone comes to our gathering or party, what happens? We give them good compliments. Allahu Akbar. What will happen on the day of judgment? What will be the compliments given to those dwellers of Jannah, to the residents of Jannah? What will be the compliment? Salam to you, you have done well. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. What a beautiful compliment it is. Idwa of peace, and that you have done well. And further, a glad tiding will be given to the dwellers of Jannah. And that glad tiding will be such a great glad tiding that you can imagine. Subhanallah. What is that? Enter paradise to abide forever. Allahu Akbar. Forever. This bliss, this joy, this happiness will be forever. For whom? For the residents of Jannah. For those believers who've done well in this dunya. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Jannah in Surah Sad. And in that, it is also mentioned about the doors of Jannah. Let's listen the recitation from Surah Sad.
هَذَا ذِكْرٌ وَإِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ لَحُسْنَ مَآبٍ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ مُفَتَّحَةً لَهُمُ الْأَبْوَابُ متكئين فيها يدعون فيها بفاكهة كثيرة وشراب وعندهم قاصرات الطرف أتراب هذا ما توعدون ليوم الحساب إن هذا لرزقنا ما له من نفاد هذا وإن للطاغين لشر مآب.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. This is advice, and indeed the abode of the pious people is excellent. Gardens for living, all the gates are open for them. Reclining, they ask for fruits in abundance and different delicious drinks. And they have such wives who look towards no one except their husbands. All of them are of the same age. This is what you are promised for the day of reckoning. Indeed, this is our sustenance which will never end. For them, i.e. the virtuous, is this. And indeed, for the rebellious is an evil abode. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Respect viewers of Madani Channel, in this beautiful description of Jannah, the abode which is prepared for the believers in Surah Sad, subhanallah, you've heard how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes those blessings, those ni'mas which are prepared for the believers. And it is also mentioned, gardens for living, all the gates are open for them. For whom? For the believers, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Respected viewers, we heard from Quran about the doors of Jannah. Let me mention how many doors of Jannah are there. There are 8 gates of paradise. Number one is called Babu Salat. And this gate is for those performing Salah. Babu Jihad, this is for Mujahideen. Babu Rayyan, for those observing Psalm, meaning those they fast, they will enter through this door. Babu Sadaqah, for those they give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Babu Hajj, for those who perform Hajj. Babu Ayman, for those having a firm reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further, number 7 is Babu al-Kaazimeen al-Ghayza wal-Aafeen an-Nas, for those suppressing anger and forgiving people. And number 8 is Babu al-Dhikr, for Dhakireen, or Babu al-Ilm, for those acquiring knowledge. This is mentioned in Fathul Bari, volume 7, page 28. Allahu Ghani, respected viewers of Madani Channel. Today you heard that there are 8 doors of Jannah. And through these 8 doors, different people will enter according to their good deeds. Those they will be performing Salah, they will enter through the door of Salah, Babu Salat. Allahu Akbar. As we have heard this very famous saying that Salah is key to Jannah. Yes. Respect viewers of Madani Channel, if we want to enter into Jannah, we need its key. That key to open Jannah, open the doors of Jannah, Allahu Akbar. So metaphorically speaking, we should offer Salah 5 times a day. And you know, there are grooves in the keys. And if you've got all grooves in that key, then it opens the lock. So you need to offer 5 daily prayers, inshallah azza wa jal. Offering salah, doing sujood, doing qiyam, doing ruku, standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal. This will lead us to go to Jannah. This will help us to open the door of Jannah, to enter into Jannah, inshallah azza wa jal. So if we were lazy before, in any way or form, we were not offering salah. Make an intention, inshallah azza wa jal. If you want to live in an abad which is forever, inshallah azza wa jal, everlasting abad, then offer salah in this dunya so that inshallah azza wa jal, you can enter into Jannah. We have also heard there is a door which is known as Bab al-Sadaqah. Speculators of financial, we need to be generous when it comes to giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through that maal, through that wealth which He has bestowed upon us, which He has granted us. It is not our maal, that is not our wealth, that is not us what we have got. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us. And beauty is that this maal is granted by Allah. Then He gives us ability and tawfiq that we give in His path. Then subhanallah, on doing so, He rewards us. And then not only rewards us, but He returns us 10 times and even 700 times to that extent. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He can grant even more than 700 times to the one who gives in His path. Yes, respect viewers of Madani Channel, in Ramadan and Kareem, normally people, they calculate their zakah. It is not necessary that you have to calculate your zakah in Ramadan alone. Whenever you calculate your zakah, first of all, you should give to those who are deserving, who are needy, and they have got priority according to the teachings of Islam. And also remember your beloved Dawati Islam when you give out your zakah, your sadaqat, your khairat, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Respect viewers, further, we also heard there is a door in Jannah through which those will pass who observe fast. Now, month of Ramadan is fast approaching. Month of Siyam is coming, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Make an intention, firm intention, that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will not miss a single fast in the month of Ramadan that is fard upon us. That is there to attain taqwa, that is there to attain piety, that is there to attain proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who will fast in Ramadan al-Kareem, inshaAllah azza wa jal, or those who fast, inshaAllah, they will enter through the door of Babur Rayyan, inshaAllah azza wa jal. And we also heard there is a specific door called Bab al-Hajj. Who will enter through that? Those they perform Hajj. Those they go, they strive, they go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to earn His pleasure. And if Hajj is fard, we should not delay. As soon as possible, we should fulfill this obligation. Yes, some people, they keep on delaying Hajj. They think that they've got other obligations and they have to do them first. No, if Hajj is fard, we should not delay. As soon as possible, we should fulfill this obligation. And inshallah, those, they fulfill this obligation, this commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon whom Hajj is fard, they perform Hajj. What will happen? There is a specific door in Jannah that is called Bab al-Hajj, and those people will inshallah enter through that door too. Subhanallah. And we also heard there is a door called Babul Ayman. For those having a firm reliance, tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all our affairs, in all our matters, we should have yaqeen, we should have firm belief in the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, if we have trust in Allah, if we have tawakkul in Allah, inshaAllah, there is a specific door for those people who have reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will enter through that Babul Ayman. That door of Jannah is there for them. We also heard there is a door called Babul Kawimin al Ghayza wal Afina anin Nas. What is that door for? For those suppressing anger and forgiving people. Yes, in our daily, day-to-day routine life, we find many opportunities to suppress our anger. Food is not tasty. It's not my favorite food at home what is cooked. I should suppress my anger. I'm driving a car. Somebody, you see, does not drive the way which makes me angry. I should suppress my anger. If someone horns, so I should suppress my anger. If anyone talks ill about, there is an opportunity. In our daily, day-to-day routine life, there are many, many opportunities we find where we can control our anger, where we can control our temperament, where we can show tolerance. We should do that. And we should also forgive people. Yes, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, there are many occasions in our life where we can forgive others' mistakes. What will happen? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, those people who suppress their anger and forgive others, what will happen? They will enter from the door called Babul Kawimin al Ghayza wal Afina anin Nas. That is the door name through which such people will enter. So adopt this trait. Adopt this quality of suppressing your anger. Adopt this quality of forgiving others, inshallah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Jannah is for such people. And they will enter through that particular door into Jannah. And subhanAllah, what can you talk about doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What can you talk about attaining knowledge of Deen Islam? There is a specific door called Babul Dhikr or Babul Ilm through which who will enter? Those they do dhikr. Those they remember Allah before sleeping. They remember Allah after getting up. Allahu Akbar. How? They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they're going to sleep. They say, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even in the night if they wake up. They take turn. They remember Allah. They do hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they get up, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do dhikr of Allah. And they recite, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhim nushur. They stand in qiyam. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They offer salatul fajr. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they eat, they recite, Bismillah alladhi la yamurru ma' ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Bismillah wa 'ala barakatillah. They remember Allah after finishing their meal. What they say? Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, those that remember Allah, even when they get into their car and they start their journey, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. When they leave their home, they recite Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. They remember Allah on each and every step. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They recite tasbih subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi al-azim. They remember Allah by saying la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. They keep on remembering Allah throughout their day. Even when they go to toilet and they come out of the toilet, they also remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that very moment. These are the du'as, these are the tasbihat which are taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But do you know what is the reward of doing this? Do you know what will you get when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is a specific door called Bab al-Dhikr, and such people will enter through that door into Jannah, which is known as Bab al-Dhikr. And then it is also mentioned that there is a door called Babul Ilm. Those that attain knowledge, knowledge of Deen Islam. Inshallah, they'll be best to enter to that door. Now, let me pause here and tell you, is there any individual who will enter from all these doors? Subhanallah. Let me mention a beautiful hadith. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala has said that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, anybody who spends a pair of something in Allah's cause will be called from all the gates of paradise. Oh, Allah's slave, this is good. He who is amongst those who pray will be called from the gate of prayer in paradise. And he who is from the people of jihad will be called from the gate of jihad. And he who is from those who give in charity, i.e. zakah, will be called from the gate of charity. And he who is amongst those who observe fast will be called from the gate of fasting, the gate of Rayyan. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala and said, he who is called from all those gates will need nothing. He added, will anyone be called from all those gates? O Allah's Messenger? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, yes, and I hope you will be among them, O Abu Bakr. This hadith is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madanishan, this is the Zaat of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an, that personality, subhanallah, who will be called from all these doors of Jannah. This is the status and maqam he possesses radiyallahu an. Respected viewers, there is another beautiful hadith regarding the doors of Jannah. That is hadith of intercession, in which Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam added, then I will go beneath Allah's arsh and fall in prostration, sajda, before my Lord Azza wa Jal. And then Allah will guide me to such praise and glorification to Him as He has never guided anybody else before me. Then it will be said, O Muhammad, raise your head, ask, and it will be granted. Intercede and your intercession will be accepted. So I will raise my head and say, my followers, O my Lord, my followers, O my Lord. It will be said, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, let those of your followers who have no accounts enter through such a gate of gates of paradise as lies on the right. And they will share the other gates with the people. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam further said, by him in whose hands my soul is, the distance between every two gateposts of paradise is like the distance between Makkah and Busra in Sham. Subhanallah. Did you hear the intercession of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? How beautifully Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, sunte hain ke mahshar mein sirf unki rasai hai, gar unki rasai hai, lo jab to banai hai. Allahu Akbar. And last couplet he says, matla mein ye kya shak tha, wallah raza wallah, sirf unki rasai hai, sirf unki rasai hai. In the first couplet Allah Hazrat said, we've heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that is the case, then all is sorted. But after writing many couplets, at the end he writes, مطلع میں یہ کیا شک تھا واللہ رضا واللہ صرف ان کی رسائی ہے صرف ان کی رسائی ہے. He says, oh رضا, what was doubt in the first couplet? By Allah, he says twice, only access in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment is of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We heard how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will do intercession and there'll be a gate on right through which the followers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, upon the intercession of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will enter into Jannah. And further, we also heard about the width of the two gate posts of Jannah. Allahu Akbar, how wide is that? The distance which is mentioned in hadith Now, when you look at through satellite, it is about 794 miles. And if on the ground it is seen that 1273 kilometers, 791 miles it totals up. But one thing I would like to mention, remember, it is so huge, but the gates bear no comparison to any gates we have in this dunya. It is just to make us understand how big Jannah is and how big these gates are of Jannah. Subhanallah. We've heard about the door of Jannah, how wide the doors of Jannah are and how big these gates are. It is mentioned in Jannat Ki Do Chabiyan. It's a book which is named as Jannat Ki Do Chabiyan. It is narrated by Sayyidina Utba bin Ghazawan radiallahu anhu that Noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, out of all the thresholds of the gates of paradise, the distance between every two thresholds is 40 years. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now you can imagine how big Jannah itself is, which is prepared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believers. We're talking about gates of Jannah. Let me mention this hadith in this regard. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu reports, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, I will come to the gate of paradise on the day of resurrection and would seek its opening. And the keeper would say, who are you? I would say, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He would then say, it is for you that I have been ordered and not to open it for anyone before you. Subhanallah. This is the status of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem. Allahu Ghani, respected viewers of Madani Channel, I pray that we also enter through these doors of Jannah. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will enter because this Jannah is prepared for the believers. This is for Ushaqani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is for those who perform righteous deeds. This is for those who stand in Salah, who stand in Qiyam, who fast in Ramadan, who perform Hajj as we heard, who give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who remember Allah, who strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we need to understand. We need to do good deeds. We need to strive for this beautiful everlasting abode. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful program, inshallah. Keep watching Madani Channel and keep trying to enter into Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
All about paradise, all about paradise, it's all about paradise. All about paradise, it's all about paradise, all about paradise.